ago, deep in the Appalachian files, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes ventured forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on...
Botched. The party decided to go to a weird, creepy space station named Icarus, which I'm sure is totally fine and nothing could possibly go wrong with a titled space station like that. The group split, because as you do, two of them went down an elevator shaft towards the core. Mm-hmm. One of them is fine in that elevator shaft. The other one, I'm pretty sure, got injured at the somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. The other group hasn't really started on their journey yet, but they are on their way to the command center, I believe?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't write things down.
Okay. Welcome back, listeners, to the 9th episode of our 5th season. Thanks so much for tuning in again. We are going to start not exactly where we started last time, because we're not starting with Todd and Joran. We're starting with Arturus and Mac. McClunky. One of those names.
M4C1.
So, when you guys split off, one group went down an elevator. The other group... it's just a it's basically a longer hallway past this tunnel. As I said, the whole thing has like the lights are sort of flickering on and off. It's got like this real weird, creepy vibe to it. It sounds sort of like if you've ever seen one of those submarine movies where the metal is like stretching and making all kinds of weird, creaky noises the whole time. That's kind of what the space station sounds like.
I feel safe.
Feels super safe.
Very safe.
You haven't seen any signs of life to this point, if I remember right. I don't think you guys saw anything.
We saw a video.
Yeah, you saw a video of awful, awful things happening, mm-hmm. I believe.
It didn't faze us.
No, it did not faze you. And
we're not organics. We don't care.
But you have not seen any living creatures yet. So, what are you two boys doing?
Are there signs on the wall of like which direction to the...
Well, we looked at the map, You Are Here map.
Yeah, the You Are Here map did point, so for...
I know which way we're going.
Okay, well then I'm just going to follow him.
Easiest way to the command center is the same elevator that they took, but any attempts at pressing buttons, nothing happens.
The stairs.
It just goes... It does mention a service stairway that goes up floor by floor, or section by section.
What floor was the bridge on?
So the command center... So if you guys are in the dead center of this... So the way they number it is sort of like 0 and then minus 1 to like whatever and then plus 1 to whatever. And you guys are on 0, and where the command center is, it's section 5, plus 5. So you have to go up 5 sections.
Okay.
But it does look like the stairwell does go directly up to that section, as far as you can tell.
Can you show us a rendering of the map that we looked at?
I don't. No, I don't have time for that.
You took time to render the space station. I thought you could make a map.
No, that is made by a Riot game employee, and I just took it and plugged it into whatchamacallit.
Oh, so it's copyright infringement.
It's theft. Because he made it for me.
If we keep going down, can we fall out the bottom?
No, because it does have a base.
Because there's no gravity in space.
Yeah, there's no down. There's just in or out.
Unless you're dropping bombs, in which case, yes, there is gravity.
Only if they're graviton bombs. Mm.
And then, whoops, there goes gravity.
There's probably gravity at that black hole.
Well, some. Well, it's not a black hole, it's a wormhole.
There's probably gravity at that wormhole.
Wait, are there space worms? Space worms?
I mean, you don't see any space worms right now. But, okay. So, yeah, it looks like you can just take the service stairs up a few sections or whatever.
Is there a dumb waiter?
No.
Damn.
Elevators.
Is there a smart waiter?
It's called an elevator. Robot.
He's super smart and depressed.
No, most space stations are equipped with an AI, but since most of the screens are inoperable, or at least very passably operable, you haven't even heard any AI or anything that
you got
even
kicked over to the DOS prompt.
Yeah. It doesn't even seem like anything's really operating the station so much because everything's real glitchy and like happenstance if something happens to pop one for a few seconds of working.
The auxiliary AI's IQ is only like 70, so
it's the best. It's they're
easily distracted.
They blew the budget on the station and the first AI. They didn't have enough for a. They got a Zune level. AI
it forgot its own password, and the only way to get it is to play one of those like hardcore games of Minesweeper, and it's really bad at Minesweeper.
Yeah, it always picks the bomb.
Damn it!
It's been doing it for 8,000 years. Yeah. Can't figure it out.
Yeah. All right, so you guys going up the stairs?
We ascend.
All right, so when you open up the doorway to the stairs, and it doesn't just slide open for you guys when you approach the door like it should. It sort of gets part of the way and then sort of goes kick, like back and forth a little bit. And then if you just give it a gentle push, it just opens the rest of the way. It looks like there was some sort of carnage in this stairwell. You see blood, you see scratches on the walls, but you don't see any bodies or pieces of bodies.
There's our signs of life.
There were signs of some life, yeah. The stairs themselves look like they've gone through a little bit of hell because it looks like there were some explosions. There's scorch marks on the wall. Some of the stairs are literally ripped apart and just dangling. So it looks like you can get maybe like half a section up, and then there's like a gap between the stairs because it blew up.
How far is the gap?
About 10 feet at a 45-degree angle.
And how far down does it go?
If the gap were missed, it would just go to the section of stairs right below it.
Okay.
So you'd probably take, what, 1d10, 2d10 damage?
There's no gravity,
2d6,
right?
Sorry. No, there's gravity.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
I thought we were wearing mag boots.
You are wearing mag boots, but it appears that gravity and air is still on.
So gravity and air is on in the plus decks, but off in the negative decks?
Yeah, you had said last time there's no atmosphere.
Well, I said there was no atmosphere?
Yeah,
and I was using my my little jetpacks.
Okay, then yes, there is no atmosphere currently. So yeah, and then there would be no air. So my bad, I forgot.
Yeah, if there's no gravity, we can just
hibbity hop.
You could like do a cool trick
slow
with
float.
It too.
Do a triple helix.
Yeah, do a flip.
Acrobatics roll to make it super fancy.
Oh, I hope you don't botch.
I didn't botch.
Okay. You do a triple
15.
You do like a triple axle barrel, dog flippy, sidewinder, snicky snake, twisty goo, and then land perfectly on the other side, like bam.
I'm a leaf on the wind.
But it makes like an echoey sound because there's nothing.
There's no
else.
Carpet.
It's only McClunky's watching you, and that's it.
It's not true. There's many things watching us. They're just silent.
Well, I mean, you don't see anything.
No, I don't. I jump up there like a normal robot.
Okay, you just whoop. All right. So the next section, again, it's very chaotic in terms of there's lots of carnage around. The door for section one is partially open and looks like the sliding doors were sort of like, these are ones that separate from the middle out, and they look like they're almost at an angle. So they were somehow like taken off their track and sort of busted a bit or something. Mm. And there's lots of scratches on those doors, too.
Okay.
But
is
not
like
real
it
deep.
Was something
keep going
gigantic
up.
Or?
No, the scratches are about an inch or two apart, and the scratch itself, like the indentation, is only about a couple centimeters wide. So it's pretty small scratches, and they're pretty dull looking.
It's babies.
Is it Freeb?
It's Furbies.
You don't hear any snapping of beaks or anything like that. And Freeb don't have claws. They just have those beaks. So.
Could I do a history check or a nature check on trying to match up these cut marks with anything that I'm...
Sure.
What do you want from me?
Do a nature check.
Some love and attention.
See if it's in your database.
A 7.
Could be anything.
Yeah.
Anything at all.
Even Freeb.
Even Freeb. They don't even have fingers, but it could be them.
The can I do a
Slugogians.
Can I do a check to see what kind of blood this is?
Sure.
What kind of check do you want?
Do a medicine check.
Oh, I was hoping you're going to say intelligence. That's only 14.
Based on the coloration of blood, it looks like there's a few different types. Some of it looks like it's human. Some of it looks like it's some pekwar in there.
What's pekwar blood look like?
Pekwar is like a pinkish bluish color. It's like a it's like a weird multicolor, and it dries in the exact same color. Whereas like human blood turns kind of brown when it dries.
Okay.
Oh, so pekwar have like covenant blood.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit like covenant blood. Nice. And then you also see so. You're going to guess that you've only seen a pansel bleed once, but a pansel has like this really deep purple colored blood. Mm. You do see a little bit of that, but not much. You see a little bit. So you're guessing that at least three races, but you're not 100% sure if any other races out there in the galaxy have the same blood color.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all you see.
Or how many don't bleed.
Or how many don't bleed. You don't.
And how many will.
Technically bleed? Or maybe you just bleed light. I don't know.
You will.
So you can move past this section, keep going up, whatever you want to do.
Keep going up.
Following the claw marks.
Okay. So keep on going up. The stairs, again, are real rickety. I need you guys to do a deck save.
That's pretty great. It's a 12.
Okay.
It's a 21.
So the stairs that you're on just all of a sudden collapse and start to slow float. Well, not even, just kind of slow float down. So, McClunky, you are very reflexive, and you just immediately springboard off, whew, up to the next section, which is about 50 feet up.
Yeah, but since there's no gravity, of course it fucks up what I'm doing.
Yeah, so for you, you got a 12, so you kind of jump off of it, and you're sort of floating in the middle-ish area. And you're just kind of there in no man's land at the moment.
Well, this is where I die.
If you, like, opened the butt flap on your, like, PJ suit that is your space suit, would it propel you forward because you're producing radiation?
I mean, you can try to open your suit.
I don't know if there's even any air in my suit.
Right? Do you breathe air?
I don't breathe.
Well, it's not that there's air. Each of your suits are just contained in case there's some sort of, like...
There's pressure in my suit.
Negative... thing in the atmosphere that might
negative
lack of atmosphere
from my own brain.
Got to keep the pressure in my brain. So yeah, so you're just floating.
Mm-hmm.
You're not falling or anything. You're just kind of there, just in the middle of nothing.
Am I the only one wearing an EVA suit?
Probably.
So I'm the only one that has the little jetpack things.
Probably. Right. Yeah.
That would be a good reason to wear one. We should
install those on like all three of your bodies.
I'm pretty
this
sure
could be a little difficult for Arcturus because like, you're not made of metal.
So, how are you remedying this particular situation, McClunky? Are you helping him in any way, or
how would I help him?
Go on without me.
I mean,
I don't have rope. I can't reach him.
You've got cassette tape. You could unwind.
You shut your mouth.
You could unwind your cassette tape. You could try and look around in the immediate area or on that section to see if there's something.
Bungee cords. I'm looking for bungee cords.
I mean, there's other things.
Four.
Hoses, tubes.
Oh, my God.
Is there a four? Like
a four, you don't see shit. You're staring at those claws. Those claw marks and blood.
I got an 18 to look for something within his reach that he could possibly use.
With an 18, you
Is there
notice...
like a disembodied arm or something floating around?
No, because there's no body parts. But like right next to his head, if he were just to turn slightly to the right, there are tubes like a... Those perforated, not perforated. They look like a plastic slinky. That type of tube. You know what I'm talking about?
Like an insulation tube?
Like they've got the ridges.
Oh, no. Like the ones that are expandable?
Yeah, sort of like that. And so it's...
An accordion tube.
Sure. I don't know what it's called. Sure. But, so that's sort of in the wall right next to his head. So if he could probably strength rip it out of the wall.
Hey,
you would think that. But then I rolled a natural one.
Oh, McClunky. You're clunking around, bud.
You just strain your servos in your arm. It doesn't really do a whole lot. You're just like, kind of, whew.
Should have stretched.
Yeah, it's going to take servos. 16 weeks to heal.
Is there anything in my reach at all?
Do an intelligence check for me.
Because if I can get a hold of something,
I
can use...
Do you have a gun?
I do have a gun. I don't want to use the bullets. 10. It's rolled real low.
Isn't that like a Looney Tunes skit? You shoot the gun in space and it spins you around real fast.
I mean, it would work.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 10.
You rolled a 10? Maybe if you flap your arms really, really hard, something would happen.
Do our guns shoot bullets?
No, they shoot beams.
Oh, so shit. It's not going to do anything. Beams have no mass.
I mean,
photons.
Does the gun have kick?
I mean, I could throw the gun and use that inertially.
It does.
That's true.
The gun has a little kick to it.
I mean, so if you want to start spinning slowly, you could just start popping off shots.
I tried. Put it in my center of mass.
I thought you were going to say I put it in my mouth.
I'll get moving, don't worry.
Hard to do when you don't have a mouth.
Pa-coo!
Popping off some shots. Popping off some shots.
Yeah.
I try and turn myself around and put the pistol in my center of mass and shoot away from me to propel myself backwards.
Roll
toward
me
the
an
stairs.
Intelligence check.
25, 23.
Yeah, so you perfectly do this, and it doesn't give you a lot of thrust, but you just slowly start to move towards the upper stair section. Like, it takes a solid couple minutes for you to just... I mean, you could keep popping off
shots.
That's
fine. All I have is time.
You're just not really going to go
the other guys
faster.
Are definitely okay.
Yeah.
I think that the cutscene we ended on was, like, Todd trying to hold up an elevator that's crushing him slowly.
And it just keeps cutting back for an entire, like, if this were an anime episode, it would just be John's character. Just every single cut back to him is just, pew, pew. I'm coming. Oh, I'm on my way.
I'm coming. All right.
Home
so,
sweet home.
So I would say you can easily grab onto the stairs, or McClunky can grab onto you, whichever. It doesn't matter.
I wouldn't trust McClunky with his rolls recently.
He might want to grab his own shit.
What'd you get?
A 5.
Okay. So he swats and
Punch.
Misses.
I'm sorry, a 6.
Swats and
swats
misses
me
slightly
away.
Less.
I can't kick him back.
Push you back down.
Don't worry, I got you.
But, like, not with a lot of force, so he goes slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can...
firing the gun.
You can just grab the ledge and climb back up.
All right.
And then your mag boots go zoop back onto it. So section 2, the doors are closed, but it looks like they were sealed by some sort of like smelting device or
like a soldering gun.
Like a soldering gun or something like that. That type
laser?
Of thing.
Like a welding
Like a welding
torch?
Laser or welding torch, something like that, yeah. This is what it looks like.
Do I have a welding torch on me to de-weld it?
Do you?
Is it a MIG or a TIG?
It's
Isn't that like underhand? Yeah, like your middle finger flips up and it's got a welding torch underneath it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, pretty sure it's there.
I don't think that's part of Top Gun.
I think it's in the racial stats.
It's racial.
Top Gun never uses
Let me roll
a
for
welding
it.
Torch. Okay.
I got it.
Yeah, but he's totally
So
I
yeah.
got to be able to work on the planes, man.
He never works on the planes in that movie, I don't think.
No, I do, though.
You don't have a plane.
But I work on other
you
people's planes.
You also don't work on the ship.
No, I do.
No,
just nobody.
You have a cockpit.
Everybody works on the ship.
I work there.
But like he doesn't work
I have an
on
employee
it.
Number.
He works in it.
Like, I work on it. I work on the ship.
Uh-huh. My healthcare is dependent on it.
What's Ursula's EIN?
Ursula's EIN?
Yeah, we need to file a complaint with the
6489.
Labor board.
Well, but we don't have any money to worry about, right?
That's why we should unionize.
Is she not? She's not providing the...
Just the ship just can you look out the windows. The ship just I have you guys on speaker the whole time. Let's get out of here.
See ya.
Push it into the wormhole. Just So if you go on the next set of stairs up to the third section, similar thing. All of a sudden all these sections are welded off, except for section 5 where it says command center. This door is not welded shut, but looks like it was there's a lot of scorch marks around the door to the point where it look, and they don't even look like they match together. It looks like they almost overlap as if something forcibly put the doors back together, but did a bad job of it.
Don't open dead inside.
Doesn't even have that on it.
Well, let's open these doors.
So you can strength to try and open it, or there is a console next to the door, though with as spotty as everything's been on the space station so far, it's not a guarantee. That'll work properly.
How thick are these doors?
like three C's.
Nice.
Can I hear anything through them?
You can hear some beeps and boops, so it sounds like there's working machinery on the other side, in the distance, not right on the other side.
Is there
Death
vents?
Bots, you say?
There are vents all over the space station. Yeah.
Directly above me.
Directly above you? Yeah, kind of.
How big?
2 foot square.
How big am I?
It would be a tight fit.
But it would
like,
fit.
Transformer
I mean,
bot
technically, yes, you could fit. but it would be a tight fit. As in, I would make you roll to see if you get stuck somewhere in the middle of that vent.
I open the door.
Roll strength.
Interface with the control panel.
Sure, you could, like, tear the panel off and just start zipping stuff.
Sticking your finger in there.
Like maybe this does
start
it.
Start poking it.
Life support, operational. Just kidding. Poison gas.
Initialized. Opening all gates to the outside.
Incinerating space station.
Yeah, self-destruct.
If there's no atmosphere, there's nothing to vent.
It's true. What'd you get?
Feelings. Open.
Feelings.
What'd you get?
22.
So you grab one side of the door, and you start pulling. It's making this like a cat in a sack in a river sort of noise. And not that I would know what that sounds like.
I don't think you can save that. That's...
I can save that? No, I can't save that. Once you throw them in there, they're done.
And there we go. Now we know you've done it. So
damn it. Yep. Trixie. So you, it takes you a couple moments, but you do slide open the door the rest of the way. The other side, once it's dislodged, starts to sort of go back and forth a little bit, but you can easily just walk around it.
Okay.
Okay. I assume you're going into the door?
No, not yet.
Okay. What are you doing?
What do I see in there before I enter?
Roll perception.
Natural one.
It's completely safe.
You see Arcturus.
It's you can't see shit. You're staring at the floor.
I got a 17.
So you look inside and you can see there's hanging wires that are sparking just but the sparks like float through the emptiness, the little vacuum that's in there. You can see lights coming. It looks like it's a short corridor ending with an open room and then a door on the end of it. The corridor at the end of it, that open room, looks like the lights are on. And that's where you're hearing that beeping and whirring noises.
No, we should probably go there.
Yeah, there's not a homicidal AI or anything.
No, nothing bad will happen. I go in.
Okay. So when you make your way over that direction, it is more apparent that in this dark corridor, a lot of bad things happened. More blood than there was before. It looks like there was some sort of barricade tried to be put up in front of the doors, but it was just ripped apart or something. It looks like there's a little scorching, so it looks like it was burned somehow. You see turrets in the ceiling that are just hanging, sparks coming out of them.
Flaccid.
Super flaccid. Super flaccid. Turrets. Not even semi-turrets.
This is drooping.
That's super droopy. When you get to that open room with the lights on, it almost feels like there's a contained environment in this area. Like you almost walk through like a transparent force field. It's like as you go through. In this room, it looks super clean. Floors are white and like it almost looks like the... UV lights that you'd have in your ceiling, like the square ones, but the floor itself, like the whole room is super lit. There's a round console in the middle of the room, but on the sides of the room, there are these tanks. Some of the tanks, I would say there's probably about 20 tanks.
How big are their guns?
Abrahams?
No guns on these tanks.
Like howitzers?
Not even
that's
howitzers.
That's not a tank. That's an artillery piece.
It's true.
Yeah. Put a howitzer on a tank.
Are they glass or are they metal?
These tubes are glass. And you can see that there are people in the tubes with masks on their faces. And there's
like
consoles next to each one of the tanks, and they have vital signs. There are also a bunch of other smaller wires and tubes that are attached to these tanks. So it looks like it's fairly advanced technology on these tanks themselves.
Do all the subjects inside look the same?
You don't see any pansels because they're too big for these tanks. You do see pekwar, humans.
Okay, so they're not clones. They're not just one.
No, they're different people.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of them look like they're more injured than others.
Are there charts?
They could be clones.
It's true.
They have consoles next to the tank that can give you some basic information.
I
want to
read some basic information.
Okay. So it doesn't even give subjects name or anything like that. It literally just lists them off as subject one, subject two, that sort of thing. Gives you vitals in terms of heart rate, respiration, what percent of their body is still intact, injury status. And then the last statistic that it gives looks different from the rest of the way that the information is presented in that the text is a little wonky. It's also got strange coloration to it, like the almost multicolored, I mean, like moving. But it's listed as energy output. And then it has a bar, similar to a sound bar when, you know, like what we're doing right now. And the sound and the bar is fluctuating with light. And each of these subjects, if you're looking at them, some of them give off more energy than other ones. The Mennonauts, the female ones, give off way more energy than the other subjects. Pekwars give off fucking nothing.
Space station powered by magic.
Good vibes, bro.
But yeah, so that's what you notice on these consoles. But there's a lot of empty tanks, too. 8 of the 20 tanks are empty.
Room for improvement?
Currently.
Why don't we get in a tank?
There is a door.
There's no robots in there, right?
Nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing in this room.
No, but like in the tanks, they're all...
All
organic.
Yeah, all organic, yeah.
Yeah, go for it. I'm sure you could power this ship up real good.
Oh, let's talk about you.
Robots don't go in there.
Robots don't go in tanks.
I've got an allergy to
got tank the allergy. The water doesn't agree with my gears?
Yep. Claustrophobic. And
well, we don't know that it's water either.
Water gives me diarrhea. If I get overhydrated, my circuits will just run.
Shit all over themselves. Just
anything else in this room?
Is there like a captain's log in here?
There's a view screen, but it's currently not like a view screen, but like a computer terminal in the middle where there's more monitoring information, things like that. But there is a terminal in the middle that looks like it's operable. And like I said, there's another door, but that one's closed. Just one door.
I operate with it.
What does that mean?
You said it was operable.
The terminal or the door?
The terminal.
Okay. So if you start beep booping on the terminal, it flickers a bit and then comes on and then simply asks, what can I do for you? Like just that text.
Ship status.
It responds with, this is not a ship, this is a space station. X97543-Icarus.
Station status.
Station status, currently inoperable. Massive damage, loss of crew, energy levels low.
It's bad energy.
Core unstable.
Oh, good. Good. Todd, that's you and me. We get to go to an unstable core.
Is there a log?
Is that where we started to head?
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Nice.
So it does have a thing where it mentions the log, or if you just say, like, show me the log, it says, log only accessible from captain's quarters in main bridge.
I go there.
That's where the door's closed.
I open the door.
We go to there.
Okay. When you approach that door, they very slowly slide open, and then this strange sort of mist rolls in.
In space?
About ankle height. It's weird.
With no atmosphere?
It's the mist.
I said this room did have atmosphere.
This is M. Night Shyamalan's space station.
This strange mist sort of rolls in a little bit, and your suits are even mentioning that the atmosphere in here is, like, your suit doesn't even know how to register it. Like, it can't tell if there is air, if there is gravity. It seems like it's all over the place. So when you walk into the bridge, you now see where a lot of carnage happened. Most of the stations themselves are destroyed, like where the stations where people were working. They're all busted up, smoking. There are scorch marks all over the place. There's blood.
Like palm balls?
Like after a fight?
Yeah.
After a good long fuck sesh.
Uh-huh.
Busted up.
Busted up and smoking.
Busted up and smoking.
Give me my Virginia Slims.
You still don't see any body parts from the doorway anyways. You do see there's a view screen that's just showing the wormhole, and that's it. It's just focused on that.
I'm going to get the remote and hit the input button a couple times until it gets me to...
HDMI 1 or 2.
Yeah, so I can read the log.
Okay. So if you go to the captain's little section of the bridge, it asks for a password.
I interface with the console and I figure out what the password is.
Roll
A-S-S.
Con check.
Do I know if it's pneumatic? Con? I'm a robot.
I know you're plugging into it.
Oh, that's
password.
True.
Might have some sort of security.
How about a 22?
So yeah, you plug right into that console like it's nobody's business. You just unplug your thing, like you unzip a little bit, you pull out your...
It's on my thumb.
Sure, you pull out your thumb from your pants. I don't know why. and you stick it right in the
Well, you know, it's like that, you know, unzip your pants and you put your finger through and everyone thinks it's your pee-pee.
He's making an organic joke.
Everyone looks at your pee-pee.
Yeah. Yep. Everyone thinks that's your pee-pee.
Italians are weird. So
they got big thumbs, too.
Yeah.
You interface, and you notice like in the bottom right corner of your view screen, it starts to say downloading. The file size is huge. Like, it's...
They didn't zip it or anything?
Terabytes. But it is downloading. 1%.
Well, I didn't want to. I didn't want to download it.
Oh, you're just trying to view it.
I was just trying to open it. I was trying to run it, not save it.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So while that's all happening, you then just think about, like, I just want to see it. So it brings up the captain's log, and you can see messages from the captain. This looks like it was a scientific mission for the space station, and they discovered this wormhole, and their scientists theorized that this wormhole was literally just like a point A to a point B. Figure out a way to safely go through the wormhole, pop out some other spot in the universe, and save yourself a bunch of time. So... did lots of studying, sending some probes in. Nothing really ever came back. Mm. Started calibrating, recalibrating. They've been working on this for years. Even after the Coalition of Space blew up,
they just never heard of them.
Or Coalition of Planets, sorry, blew up. So they just kept on working on it. And then they said, so then one of the logs basically is right before their successful mission. And they send the probe out, and then it goes in, and then it literally comes right back out. And they're like, oh my God, it came back. And the captain's log goes through celebration, studying the probe. Turns out that it's not, a wormhole is not exactly what they thought it was. It's not just like a straight point from point A to point B. There's a bunch of offshoots. And the probe apparently went down one of the offshoots and then came back somehow. They don't know how, but came back. And then you notice during the logs that there's like strange things going on in the background. Like lights will flicker or screens will go out and on. Captain makes a comment about it every once in a while. As the logs go on, more and more shit seems to be going awry. The captain seems more paranoid. She says crew.
Space ghosts?
Could be. Crew said, or she says some of the crew have been missing. All of their robotic members have disappeared.
Uh-oh.
They put themselves in the airlock. I guess they didn't disappear. They put themselves in the airlock and shot themselves off into space for some reason. No one knows why. They gave no explanation. They just all got in the airlock and just whee out into space and just flew into the wormhole.
Well, obviously, they're the most intelligent life on this station, so they were trying to escape like the dolphins.
It's not like a true wormhole. It's more of like an on-ramp, you were saying?
Kinda. And
well, that's how the wormhole in Endgame worked, right?
Lots of exits.
Everyone went their own through.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
exits.
Yeah.
Mm. Through time.
Through time. So the last log that you see, the captain looks very bloodied, and you notice that you remember the captain from one of the tubes. She's one of the ones that were missing her arm.
Hmm.
She was a normal human. And she talks about how this is probably her last log. She's not sure if she could trust anybody on the ship. She's not sure if she can trust the station either. Like, she doesn't know when someone's going to come and save us. They tried to activate the distress beacon. Didn't work. Then they realized they don't want anybody coming here anyways. And it says, if you're viewing this, get the hell out of here as fast as possible before it gets you to. And then it just cuts.
Oh, so this is Night Flyers.
Yeah. At that point, you notice that download is at 100%. Just saying.
I disengage the simulation.
Okay, you do. Just comes out real, real easy. Just
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I guess let's go open these pods. Nothing bad could happen.
Okay.
It's in the safest part of the station.
I mean, kind of.
Wouldn't that be not on the station?
Well, not on the station isn't on the station,
is
it?
The safest part of the station.
Sure.
Not.
Outside. Yeah.
But yeah, so you guys know from the logs that the core is unstable and could go at any moment, in which case it would cause a huge explosion. So you don't want to be anywhere near it. So that's a thing. You have no idea, like, when it's going to go.
Do we tell them?
You can't.
Yeah, our comms scrambled.
Yeah, your comms are all scrambled. You can't talk to anybody outside of, like, a couple feet from each other.
So we head back?
Do we want to open these pods?
Not really, but, I mean, you can if you want.
Can you make the pods float and you could take them back to the ship?
Nah, we just leave them here.
They're battery cells, right?
Kind of.
Their life force is feeding the bubble of livable space. Is there anybody living in that space?
Pass that to old Mackie, would you?
You could have just texted me.
I don't have my phone, remember?
Oh, yeah. Upstairs.
And as a note's getting passed.
And so, yeah, so as the group decides what they want to do next, we're going to take a break. Hello, listeners. This is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about a number of things, really. First off, you know, we still got the old patreon.com/botchedpodcast. So I know times are tight and everything sucks, but if you feel like throwing some money around, Botched is here to gladly accept any and all money you throw at us, because we are whores, all of us, and we are proud of it. So patreon.com/botchpodcast. We still have all of our levels from $1 to $50 as well. But the thing I really wanted to talk about was twitch.tv/botchedpodcast. Season 5 of Botched is live right now on twitch.tv/botchedpodcast. If you want to experience the season as it's happening right now, every Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we do 2 episodes at a time, and you can get a little bit of a behind the scenes, and you can, you know, chat with us as well. So twitch.tv/botchedpodcast. See everybody there. Bye. And we're back. All right.
Hey.
So meanwhile, the other side of the ship, the exact, or station, the exact opposite.
Hey, Todd. Bro. You all right, bud? I'm like all the way down now, dude. I can see all the way to the bottom. All
right, I'm coming.
You can then see what I see?
I'm gonna get to you. I'm a bit above you.
All right, bro.
So I'm gonna go down the tube.
Okay.
Just kind of like propel myself down.
Sure, yeah. It'll take you a little while because he's hundreds and hundreds of feet below you.
Well, then I'm gonna invert myself.
Sure.
And then try and like monkey scramble along the wall down as fast as I can.
Okay.
Yeah. And all athletics that. It's a crit fail.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
I'm coming. Oh,
I'm coming.
Nothing bad happens. You just, you got a crank in your one shoulder, so you're not doing any monkey crawling. You're just slowly one rung at a time.
All right.
Making your way downtown.
Well, I'll do that.
Okay.
That's fine.
Takes you a solid 10 minutes.
Am I like being crushed by an elevator thing? Did it take
Aren't
part
you
of my
in the elevator?
Well, I tried to like pencil dive into the small hole.
Yeah, but didn't
I
you
think
get
I
like
took damage? I don't know.
I think you got semi smashed by the elevator because you didn't all the way fit through the pencil hole, right?
Right.
Yeah. So you're in the elevator at the bottom of the shaft.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you get free?
Can I like open the door up on the top hatch?
It's already open. That's where isn't that where you fell through?
I thought I fell through the bottom.
Maybe you did. I don't remember. But so you can open the hatch at the top.
Yeah, I'm gonna
the elevator's pretty fucked. But
start to go see my friend who's failing at coming near me.
Okay. Roll me a strength. The hatch is a little fucked because the elevator's a little fucked.
25.
Yeah, you open it right up.
Taught it right open, dude.
You can see that the elevator has crashed actually below where the bottom section is located, about 10 mm-hmm. feet, so you could easily jump to where the door is, although it's closed, obviously, so you'd have to open it up.
Well, we were headed for the bottom section, is that where the...
Yeah, that's where the core is.
That's
the
okay. We're going to the core.
It's in the... Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do a little space float towards that hole, towards that door, and try to open it up.
Sure. Yeah, you can just roll strength, because it doesn't really take a whole lot to do the space jump.
I got a 15.
Okay. The doors open part way. You get about 6 inches of clearance, but that's about it. It sort of gets it stuck a bit. You're feeling a little weak from your crash.
Yeah, maybe one of my servos is loose. Yeah.
About the same time, I'll say that's when Joran shows up from his slow climb down.
Hey, man. What's up?
I found this door, bro. It's kind of stuck.
Let's open it.
Can you see, like, in it?
Is it a little
bit
open?
Or maybe you can assist me?
6 inches open.
I'll look in.
Okay.
And I see with a perception of 12.
You can see that there are no lights on except for the core itself. There is a... We'll call it a bright light.
How does it look?
The core itself is hard to see from this distance because the light is so strange. It's almost like bright, but also the absence of light.
Like bright purple?
From
bright,
my
purple.
Understanding of how reactor cores are supposed to glow,
uh-huh.
How much am I shitting my pants right now?
So you've never seen a reactor core that works this way. So you don't actually know.
I rolled a 19 for sure. On the dice, so whatever you think you want.
So you
add.
Have never seen this type of core, but based on the description and the way that it's sort of undulating,
mm-hmm.
you think it might be made of dark matter,
oh.
which is a theoretical use for a core.
Like yeah.
Only the Tenebra.
The Tenebra.
Are said to be able to use dark matter cores.
Suck le bleu.
No one else has been able to figure out how to do it.
Don't you dare suck my blue.
So you get like this real uneasy feeling in your stomach just A, looking at it.
Oh man, there's a lot of negative vibes coming from this reactor.
Because you only got a 12, you can't see anything other than that. You'd have to go further to investigate.
All right, let's try and open this up. Let's see if we can figure this out.
Maybe you could assist me, bro. And
yeah.
I
could I'll do that.
You can hold this one, and I'll jank on the other one.
I'm going to hold you jank.
That time I got a 21 with advantage.
So this time when you pull, you get your strength back in your busted servos a bit.
Well, he's holding the other door, so I can
The power of teamwork.
Sure. Oh, so you're just trying to open one up, not both.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah,
the other time it was both, and I couldn't do it.
Gotcha.
So now I'm going to focus on one while he keeps the other one.
Sure. So you grab that one door and just... the rest of the way, almost as if the door didn't want to open, but you forced it open anyways, buddy. Good job.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do personify objects because I am theoretically an object.
It's fair.
And I feel like I have sentience.
Okay.
Sorry about that door, bro, but, whoa, look at that core. That's probably a core.
With a 17 this time, that certainly looks...
For perception?
Yeah. Right?
So you could see that the core is... hundreds and hundreds of feet away, mm-hmm. but is way brighter than it should be for how far away it is.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can see that you are seeing dead bodies now.
Oh, good.
And they are all over the place, and they have smoking holes in them, and it looks like they were behind defense, like little man-made barricades.
Mm.
They were doing something, you're not sure what, but they're all
dead. Are they facing the core or
facing
the door?
Yeah, they're all facing the core.
Oh, man, this kind of reminds me of that weird historical anecdote on old Eros Station.
Oh, yeah, bro, with Teddy.
Yeah, and
he was a good robot.
He sure was.
And you also notice that, so the way this area is set up.
Sure hope we don't find any vomit zombies.
You have
that would be really frustrating.
You have the input station,
mm-hmm.
where they're monitoring the core and all that stuff. And then it's a metal, call it catwalk, that sort of goes out and it drops. There's a big empty space below it.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes out, and then there are two doors on... It sort of splits. There's a left and right side. There's two doors. It looks like it's a... not glass, but you would recognize it as being an engineer as like an anti-radiation sort of...
It's a shielding unit, basically.
Yeah.
The containment field or
which
whatever
is
it is.
Meant to just deal with your every day-to-day radiation from the core, not from like a meltdown or anything like that. So there's two doors there. The catwalk continues to go around, and then there are smaller catwalks that converge to the middle where the core is,
mm-hmm.
which you would know that's where engineers can go and fiddle with the core, you know, do whatever they need to do, take samples, whatever it is. Though, normally with cores, they're part of, like, an engine and not just a floating ball of energy.
Because
it doesn't even look like there's anything attached to the ball. Mm. So how is it getting energy into anything? You're not 100% sure.
It's like Wi-Fi, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, Tesla.
Bro.
It's like the cloud. Bro. No one knows how it works.
It's magic.
So, like... I'm getting some brain ideas here, dude.
All
like,
right, what are you thinking?
Okay.
The COP was able to beam energy, right?
Yeah.
To our ship, and this thing is probably like what they were doing it with, maybe.
That could be. That definitely.
I have with no evidence, and I'm screen capping this whole thing for my stream later on. Because I need to
for
get
the
followers.
Toddlers.
That checks out, man.
So like, can we like jettison this unit and steal it for our ship?
Well, seeing as how...
Science stuff?
I don't think we know how this works. I'm going to go to the console and see if the onboard AI is here. We chat.
All right, I'll make sure none of these bodies have anything valuable on them.
That's a great...
Sure.
It's excellent.
And guns.
Legitimate salvage.
All the bodies have standard issue pistols on them.
Do they have any of the suits with the EVA packs on them?
No, no one has any suits on. So it looks whenever this happened, there was environment.
Okay.
But it looks like almost every single one of the consoles has a big smoking hole in it. But it looks like the laser fire didn't come from the workers on the station. Looks like it was coming from the direction in which they were pointed. Like the workers were pointed.
Okay, so maybe some like energy beams that were too energetic? And maybe. Like, I don't know. But are there spacesuits maybe in lockers near here or anti-radiation suits?
Maybe some anti-radiation suits. Yeah. I doubt there's any EVA gear because we're in the center of the ship.
Like EVA gear on every room and every floor in case of like a breach somewhere? Like a railgun shot through
So there is a locker room. Not even a locker room. It's a single sort of... It looks kind of like a tube or a chute, and it has a analog input. It's like a pulley or something like that, and you basically use it to differentiate. Do you want EVA or radiation? When you pull that, it changes the picture, and then you hit a button, and you hear this whoop, and the door opens, and there's a suit in it. So it looks like it's almost like on a rotating platform or something like
that. It's a lazy Susan of suits.
Yeah, pretty much.
I want to get a zoot suit. Boop, boop.
It's just a riot. A riot pops out.
I'm gonna pop that in my bag.
Suit.
A voop suit?
I'm going to voop down.
I'm going to spend my time just grabbing as many suits as I can while my friend interfaces with the...
How many suits can you carry?
I mean, quite a lot because gravity is not a thing right here.
Fair.
So
could technically just carry a whole bunch of suits.
Are any of the consoles working?
It doesn't look like it.
Do I have like a handheld console? I know I have a Metascan thing, but can I like interface with a computer and like bring up some like rudimentary?
So you could try.
All right, I'm going to try and do that.
You would do a engineering check for me.
Crit 20.
You can recognize where the main engineering console should be based on normal coalition of planets, like layout of stations. Because you guys were in the training academy.
Yeah.
You guys are familiar with the basic technology that everybody has.
All right. Well, here's the lead engineering console.
Yeah.
I'm going to, let's see if I can find the info.
The port is on the side. It is undamaged.
Mm-hmm.
The hole is up in the top part of the console. So, like, the view screen's off, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But if you plug in your device to that, it has, like, a mini view screen on it, so you might be able to get some information off of it.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay. So you do that. You plug it in. There's a little downloading icon in the corner for some reason, but it says play or open information or whatever.
Yeah, I do that.
Okay.
Stop downloading things.
So you open the information, and it's showing... It gives you options.
Okay.
It basically says, do you want, like, a report? Do you want current... parameters, like what are you looking for right now?
Console, can I tell what's going on with the core?
So it's sort of like dot dot dots for a bit and then opens up current status, and it says currently core is unstable.
Mm-hmm.
No effective containment for dark matter, but the dark matter lettering is kind of all janky and wonked up a little bit, as if like somebody just sort of threw it into a whole bunch, like a lettering blender or something like that, like style blender or something like that.
It's all pixelated and weird sizes.
It's all weird, yeah. There's a bunch of extra lines in
there. It's like a ransom note written in code.
Yeah,
but you could tell that it's dark matter.
Onboard AI, are you experiencing any issues with your code, perhaps due to the influence of dark matter? Do a system check.
Are you talking about your equipment or
the
station?
The
equipment?
Station.
It comes back with station or like consoles inoperable, station still active, power generation at 67%. Core status critical.
Mm.
Imminent meltdown.
Mm.
Hey, Todd, we should probably leave.
Why is that, dude? I got like 10 suits here.
Hey, that's great. Great haul. I mean, it's going to help us out in the long run, but also we need to start long running away from the core. It's in critical condition. I'm going to see if I can get the ship to contain it a little, but
I like to think that Todd's going to start like
I'm already leaving.
Space pickers.
Space pickers.
He finds these dead stations and just picks them dry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do a perception check for me as you decide to leave.
Well, I'm going to ask the system to try and do like an emergency containment. Like if there's anything it can do, run like an emergency thing and just be like, all right, well, if it can do anything.
Dot, dot, dot. Containment failed. Structural integrity failing.
Can I eject the core?
So, it does have the option to eject core. When you try and eject the core, tendrils of energy shoot out of the dark matter and just latch onto the station itself. At which point, everything starts to spark up more than it was before.
Oh,
and
hey,
and the space station, like the glass starts to like sweat.
Okay, yeah, great. That's
sweating.
Great. This is all good things.
Yeah.
Looks like the dark matter, the core is sentient in some way.
Ejection failed.
I'm not going to try and eject you. I'm sorry. Here, I'm going to put the handheld down.
Okay.
Do you understand me? If I don't know how, I don't know. Blink or
one
something.
One tendril for yes.
Nothing happens.
Wiggle. Bring a tendril out and just jiggle it at me. Come on. This is going to be a really cool moment if you're sentient and then I die.
A tendril waves.
Oh! Oh my god, Todd, it's sentient.
It waves.
I mean the elevator shaft, bro.
At the shielding,
mm-hmm.
And when the tendril hits it, the whole thing just starts to melt.
Okay, hey, wait. If you come near me, I'm going to die. And you probably don't care. But I don't want to hurt you.
Melting.
Do you want to stay here? Or maybe do you want to go somewhere else? Can we help you with that?
It starts to expand and get bigger.
Okay.
And bigger.
Yeah.
And the glass is all but gone at this point.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to take this as a no. Do you want me to leave? We can leave. We'll just leave. Is that all right? We'll do that.
It just keeps getting bigger.
Wiggle at me if you want us to leave.
Not one tendril, but about 20 of them all just jut out into the area around you.
All right, see ya.
And it just starts to move towards where you guys are located.
All right, so
melting everything.
So I take out I'm not gonna shoot them. I'm just gonna leave the fucking tablet thing on the console area floating. I'm gonna use.
You mean the thing you plugged in or whatever?
Yeah, I'm gonna use like whatever is like the charred remains of the console, and I'm just going to kick off of it and fly towards the door as fast as I can.
Okay, you do that.
I absolutely do.
Yeah, not long after you kick off that console, you notice it starts to melt.
Mm.
Like when you put a marshmallow in a microwave, it just starts to... Bleh.
Excellent.
And,
bye, dark matter!
So you jut into the elevator shaft.
Mm-hmm.
All the lights are going crazy.
Yeah.
And the whole station is shaking, and you're hearing, like, a lot of creaking and, not moaning noises, but that sound of metal sort of like... So, yeah, that's what you notice right this second.
Hey, Todd!
Todd's already, like, halfway up the elevator shaft.
All right. So I'm going to just, like... I'm just going so fast that I'm just going to hit the opposite wall.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to try and kick up off the elevator and full speed with the jets up. Along with Todd.
Okay. Are you grabbing Todd or just
going
past him?
I'm going.
We gotta go!
Jordan and the Jets.
Does Todd have all the suits still?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you're just hanging
like
on to
them.
Well, Todd, can you manipulate the jets on some of the suits that you're carrying?
He's just gonna spin around wildly.
Like, I'd recommend with one to start off, maybe?
Intelligence is 6 to try to do that, so I don't think I can figure it out.
All right. Well...
I'm squeezing it, but it's not doing anything, dude.
You gotta jiggle, but you know what? We could worry about teaching you how EVA suits work later. We have to leave.
I realized that a while ago.
Meanwhile, up on the bridge area, you notice the station just shakes all of a sudden, and all the red lights start to come on, and any monitor that's even somewhat functioning says core breach.
I wonder what that means.
I don't know. We should probably stick around and find out.
Yeah, sure. Is there like a window?
Yeah, it's looking right at the wormhole.
Yeah, beaches sound nice, dude.
Just going to stand here.
Core beach.
Take in the view.
Everybody working on that core. Muscle beach.
That's right. Get swole, baby.
Work on your core, bro.
Oh, I would love this.
Let's go back to the ship.
Okay, start running.
What if the tanks, dude?
Nah.
The tank people?
Nah.
Okay.
There's no atmosphere in there. If they take them out of the tanks, they'll probably just die.
I just like
no, that room does have atmosphere.
Oh. Yeah, but they can't exit that room.
It's true. If only they had spacesuits.
If only.
If someone had
a bunch of extra suits.
There's 16 people in here. How many suits does Todd have?
10.
Yeah, but you guys notice that there is that little revolving door carousel of suits up in that area, too. So you could suit them all if you so desired.
I don't think there's time.
Can you just hit the console? Be like, wakey, wakey, if you make it, you can live.
There's always time for accessorizing, okay?
And extra NPCs are just accessories for our ship.
Well, you did lose a bunch of crew.
Yeah, we gotta
refill, restock. Sure.
The quick way. By stealing
the
them.
The quick way.
Okay. Wakey, wakey, time to make your way out of this ship. Let's go.
Okay. So you guys
How much time do I really have?
Do an intelligence check.
We don't know.
What is
16.
Time? What's time? I have no concept.
It's an herb?
You've got all the time in the world.
It's from England.
No, you rolled a 20.
Oh, God. It's just not my night.
Time.
So you have no idea how much time you have. You think you have oodles and oodles of time. How about you?
I got a 16.
You know that you have minutes. If it's a normal core, because you know nothing about this core, if it's a normal core, you probably have less than 5 minutes after a breach before the entire thing explodes into a hot mess.
Yeah, you don't want to end up like Perkins almost did.
Yeah.
Promoted?
Almost.
He lost his sweet roll.
He did.
That's all right.
He lost it in the ladder.
Make more of them.
Well, let's leave.
Okay.
Right. It probably took us more than 5 minutes to get up here.
It did, but you guys, I mean, it's a little easier to get down than get up, but.
And you got stuck in the hallway floating.
There's no up and down.
It's in and out.
Sure. Roll me an athletics check.
16.
10.
So, McClunky, you feel just kind of weird and off. You're not moving it. You're just moving at an average pace. Just average. You just feel weird.
I got all the time in the world.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Arturus, you're just booking it. Just clunk, 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 swoo, clunk, clunk, clunk. Just like all over the place. So you're already down almost back to where you started. Almost. Do another athletics for me.
10.
4.
10-4 herd, buddy.
So you really expended a lot of effort getting down there in the first place, Arturus. So you are winded somehow in space. Your muscles have atrophied in the 5 minutes that you've been out here.
He is made of crystal muscles.
Yeah, crystal muscle.
Nothing can stop him now.
His crystal energy is low.
Yeah.
He forgot to meditate.
He needs more crystal bars.
I need to charge my chakras.
Yeah, you gotta recharge your
chakras.
Drink
some crystal light.
Smoke some crystal meth.
Hey.
That's what his species lives off of, crystal meth.
So, oh, what a good breakfast.
So, McClunky, you're still just moving at average speed, just jaunty little pace, just la 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 la. Meanwhile, Arturus is winded. You basically get to the exit of that area, which is the end of the main tube, and you're winded. At the same time, the other two guys have popped out of the elevator shaft.
Huh?
So you three are all in the same area.
Hey!
We're leaving.
Yeah!
The shaking of the station has gotten way more intense.
Turns out the reactor is a dark matter one, and I think it's sentient. I don't know. It wiggled at me. But I asked it to. It was doing it before, but I took it as a sign that it heard me. Where's Cass?
It speaks through interpretive dance.
Where's Mac Daddy?
Enough about McClunky. Let's get the fuck out of here.
At the same time, McClunky just shoots out of the stairwell, face first, just like smacking into a wall.
Torpedo.
Yeah, torpedo.
Oh!
I'm here, guys.
Hey, careful, dude. I got suits here.
Yeah, look at all these suits we got.
Those are pretty nice suits.
I had to leave my metascanner down because I interfaced with one of the consoles, and it started to download something. I think the dark matter had affected the code and was going to start messing with it. So I just left it there. That's what I got.
So the tunnel that you have to go through to get back to the ship because of the docking bay or whatever, hundreds of yards.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You got about 2 minutes, 3 minutes left?
Yeah, Todd's already left.
Let's do it.
And you notice that the walls are undulating, as if the whole thing's about to fall apart.
Mm. Are there any fire extinguishers in the walls?
Ooh, good plan.
High or low?
High.
there is a station for, like, fire extinguishers.
Oh, God, it's one of the Lazy Susans.
It's not a Lazy Susan. It's more of a cabinet.
All right.
It's like a Pez dispenser.
Like, you open up the door, and there's three of them. And there's a recharging station or whatever, but, like, there's three of them. It's like three tanks with a hose.
I press the status button on all three.
All are full.
Hey! And I throw one to Cass, and I throw one to Arcturus, and then I put one on, and I go and hug Todd.
Okay.
I was going to say, I could probably athletics muscle jump my way out of here.
I mean, that's fine. Then do your own thing, man. I'll just...
I mean, all right. I like your idea, too, though. So
we blow by him with our...
So what stat would this be? Let's call it dexterity.
Fuck you, dexterity.
To aim...
20.
Oh, for that? Okay, that's fine.
Not you. You're athletic.
17.
Yeah.
18.
So you guys... Now, most of you have probably never seen Godzilla and the Smog Monster, but there's a part where he puts his tail between his legs.
I've seen Wally.
And, just flies through the air. That's kind of what you guys look like.
Yep.
Meanwhile...
Goofy as shit.
What'd you get for your athletics?
Oh, Todd got a 24 for his athletics.
Oh, yeah. So he's just bounding, Hulk bounding through the tunnel, we'll call it. The walls are undulating or whatever, but you guys are zipping right through. You can see that the space station has, like, miniature explosions going off and all kinds of crazy shit, but you get right to the door of the ship, at which point it opens immediately before you even, like, hit the button. Ursula's there. She's like, get on the boat!
She's calling it a boat!
She closes the door.
All right, open the boat door, come on!
It's a schooner, that's right.
It's a bark.
So, yeah.
Permission to board on port side, Captain.
What? Did you say permission to board on port side, is what you said?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. She goes, granted, get the fuck on the boat!
Permission to escape from an exploding space station!
Get the fuck on the boat! So you get on the boat.
Is the door open? Yeah.
Yeah, she closes the door, it immediately starts to take off. The ship knows that you probably want to see this, so the console opens up right where you're located.
Oh, yeah, Todd's filming.
And you see the space station sort of expand, like, you know when you overheat a battery and it gets, like, that bubble in it? So it starts to expand.
Or like when you put a peep in the microwave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it expands a bit and then sort of collapses in on itself and then explodes in this negative-looking energy where... The outside has light, but the inside is complete darkness, and then it collapses in on itself, and then it's just space dust.
Goodbye, dark matter.
Is the wormhole still there?
The wormhole's out in the distance, yeah.
Thanks for wiggling at me.
Wormhole's like about 1,000 units away, so it's completely unaffected by this explosion.
All right, let's go there next.
Still spinning.
So as we get back to our stations, Todd is going to cast... that whole thing to his viewer log and, like, also say that you can buy these limited time Icarus Station jackets, dudes, on my Todd channel.
The limited edition.
There's only, like, 8 of them ever going to be left because that shit just happened, so.
High or low?
Low?
All sold. Like, the video goes viral immediately. Everyone's you're getting all kinds of likes and follows, more follows than you had before. People are like, oh my God, those spacesuits are sick, like, so sick. I'm going to be able to accessorize so well.
It happens every time you have a giveaway.
Yeah.
You get more followers.
That was not a giveaway.
a sell away.
So, yeah, so you do get offers for each one of them. So, whenever you get to a space station,
that doesn't explode.
We can go to a space post office.
A space post office. You can send them out, whatever. But as we get to that point, that's where we're going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out next time.
If you're here in the chat, stick around. We've got one more episode for you. You on the podcast, we'll check you out next week. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers. His Lord and Majesty, Big Jim, Zucari, He Who Is Steve, Big John, The Nuck, Chronic Ejaculator, Skinner, Chris Wisdom, Shanda Panda, Lousy Apples, Daniel H., and Sparkle Brony 69. If you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/botchpodcast and do so, like our newest patron, Michael Picard. If you have a moment, and we know you do... What? Please head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We greatly appreciate it.
It's Jean-Luc's
No,
ancestor.
I know. I'm sure he's never heard that before. Thank you to Gozer for our music. More of them over at Gozer_music on all social media. And as always,
engage.
When you have been torn from your reality and contained and used as a form of energy in some organics space station, make them kill each other and then turn yourself into a big boom boom after wiggling. And we'll hear you.
See you next week, nerds.
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com.
The windows that you...
Intellectual theft.
You fix the windows for the cameras, but the window for the space station cuts off the bottom of the space station every time it rotates for about a third of the time.
Come on, man.
That's how I hear Kurt.
Okay. I was going to say.